I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama House of Representatives approved Governor Robert Bentley's proposed state lottery last night by an extremely tight margin. Representatives voted 64 to 35 for the bill late last night, barely clearing the 63 votes required to pass the 105-seat House. The vote came after 10 hours of back-and-forth debate and two vote attempts. Lottery supporters cheered in the House as newly elected Speaker Mac McCutcheon announced the bill's eventual success. Governor Bentley is seeking the first statewide vote on a lottery since 1999. The Republican governor proposed a lottery as a way to provide money to the state's cash-strapped Medicaid program and other state services. Alabama is one of only six states in the country without a state lottery. The bill now returns to the Alabama Senate, where lawmakers there must decide whether to go along with House changes to the bill. The Senate passed their version of the bill last week without a single vote to spare. This weekend, Birmingham is hosting its annual Sidewalk Film Festival. APR's student reporter Katie Willem has more.
Over 250 different films will be shown this weekend in 10 different venues in the theater district. The festival features indie films created by filmmakers from Alabama and all around the world. Josh Vassa is the festival director. He says the festival started with a group of 20-year-olds in Birmingham who were fans of independent films coming together and starting a tradition.
They said, why don't we put together a projector and host a little screening with some indie films, and they did that in the first year with a big success, and they essentially grew that idea into what it is now 18 years later, which is, we are proud to say, a nationally recognized film festival.
Tickets for the weekend are still available on the Sidewalk Festival's website. The festival runs through Sunday night. For APR News, I'm Katie Willem.
Over 1,000 water bottles are expected to be donated today in an effort to assist homeless veterans. The Regency Retirement Village of Tuscaloosa has been gathering the water bottles for weeks and will be making the donation to the VA Medical Center. Jeanette McConnell is the community consultant at the retirement center. She says it's important to give to those who gave.
We are going over to the VA Medical Center to donate the water, and there they will be distributing it to veterans who are homeless who need to have that hydration in order to battle this really hot weather we've all been experiencing.
The donation will take place at 10 a.m. this morning at the VA Medical Center in Tuscaloosa near the sports atrium. Now your forecast from WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Friday morning to you. Turns out to be another hot one this afternoon. We'll top out in the mid-90s. Heat index easily topping 100, approaching 103. Tonight, lows back in the mid-70s. A small chance for stray shower thunderstorm this afternoon, as well as on Saturday and Sunday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.